here's a story from The World.
The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, is legally required to step down after his term ends next June. But critics of the brash and often foul-mouthed leader may not be able to get rid of him so easily. Duterte just announced that he will run for vice president next year. He says he wants to, quote, continue my crusade. The World Southeast Asia correspondent Patrick Nguyen is on the line for an update. What is Rodrigo Duterte talking about when he says crusade, Patrick?
Well, Duterte has always said he's just a regular man of the people. He never really wanted to be president, but he's risen to the occasion to save his country. Save his country from these dark forces tearing apart the Philippines. So one thing he mentioned is insurgency, namely Islamic insurgency. The Philippines and the United States have this never-ending war with Muslim rebels in the Philippines. And then there's Duterte's signature issue, which is the war on drugs, which is one of the most violent purges of drug users and low-level dealers ever seen anywhere. It's killed more than 10,000 people. So Duterte likes to bring up these wars that never really end because they provide a justification for the hero to need to stick around. And it seems like he wants to stick around even though he's 76 and not in perfect health.
Right. And there is this one-term limit, though, for presidents in the Philippines. How controversial is this decision by Duterte to run as vice president?
Well, it's perfectly legal. He has every right to do this. And the polls do show that if the election was held today, he would likely win. The election won't be held until next spring. There is some speculation that Duterte needs to stay in office so that he doesn't face a tribunal in The Hague for that war on drugs. I don't know if that's 100% true. He is so popular, it's hard to imagine any future government just handing him over to a foreign court. People would go nuts. As to whether or not he would be able, as VP, to pull the strings as president, like a Vladimir Putin-like scenario, that's going to depend on who wins the presidency. Because in the Philippines, you vote for the president and the VP separately. So you could have a government like, you know, Barack Obama slash Sarah Palin heading up the government. That is actually the deal now. Duterte hates his VP and sidelines her and insults her all the time. So his power as VP is going to depend on who becomes president. And it is possible that the person who becomes president could be his own daughter, Sarah Duterte, which is interesting because Duterte himself has said the presidency is not a job for a woman.
I mean, there's speculation about the possibility of a double Duterte ticket next year. How likely is that?
At this point, fairly high. If you poll voters right now, that is what they want. Sarah Duterte, his daughter, is a mayor of Davao, this large city in the southern Philippines. So she's already a politician. She's not unlike her dad when it comes to speaking her mind. So I don't know if she would be a total pushover that he would just do whatever he said. She's even criticized her dad's ugly behavior in public. But they are a family and they are sticking together. If it's not her running for president, it could be Duterte's former special advisor who had sort of a chief of staff role. I think the big takeaway is Duterte, a relative of Duterte, or someone on his team, has a very good chance of retaining power for another 6 years, because that's how long the presidency lasts in the Philippines. So this is probably going to be a dynasty. The one other thing I'll mention, Marco, is a wild card. Manny Pacquiao, Senator Manny Pacquiao, the world-famous boxer, is considering running for president. He also happens to belong to the same party as Duterte.
Interesting. I mean, it really feels, Patrick, like Rodrigo Duterte is exploiting a loophole in the one-term rule, especially if Team Duterte actually transpires. Are observers concerned about what Duterte could try to do constitutionally as vice president with his daughter as president if, in fact, she's elected?
I don't know that it's so obvious that the two of them could do something that he couldn't do as president. The presidency in the Philippines is a fairly strong role. There's also some talk in the Philippine media. This is just unconfirmed rumors that within Duterte's camp, they're even saying two Dutertes on the same ticket, that could be a bit much, even though that the voters say that's what they want. So they may even have some understanding that that looks bad. But we'll see. A lot of things are going to happen between now and the election, which, again, isn't until next year, although clearly Duterte is already planning for it now.
Really fascinating stuff in the Philippines. The World's Patrick Nguyen. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.